Johnson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. During a speech in Germany Monday, Poland's prime minister urged the German government to expand its supply of weapons to Ukraine, saying there's no reason to procrastinate. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a speech in Berlin, Mateusz Morawiecki calls for decisive actions by Germany.
I call for decisive actions by German government on all sorts of weapon to be delivered to Ukraine.
He adds he hopes Germany would soon approve a transfer of battle tanks to strengthen Ukrainian defense against Russian forces, adding, helping to repel the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a matter of Europe's survival. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock called Monday for a special tribunal to prosecute Russian leaders as Moscow faces war crimes accusations over a strike in Ukraine's Dnipro.
Einigen schwebte dafür vor.
Baerbock called for a new format of court to bring Russian leaders to justice for their invasion of Ukraine, possibly using Ukrainian law, but based abroad with international judges. Calls have grown for a way to try to punish Russian leaders for the crime of aggression, as the Hague-based International Criminal Court cannot do so under its rules. Italian officials say failing health more than anything else is what brought to an end 30 years of life as a fugitive for Matteo Messina Denaro, Italy's most wanted man until his arrest on Monday. The 60-year-old was caught just outside a private clinic in Palermo together with an accomplice. Judicial sources said the mobster was a regular visit there after a cancer operation last year.